The Dodgers are back in action, and it's time for Rick Monday again. Rick, hope you enjoyed your day off. I know you were here at the stadium for a function, but it seemed like the fans loved being able to take a photo with you, have some time with you, and that's not an opportunity you get too often.
You know what's really kind of neat is that you get a bunch of people come out for a fundraiser, all access, and it became in different spots, and some current former players with the Dodgers were here to raise money really for sports and different programs around Los Angeles area. And it's really a lot of fun because what happens is they get hit in the batting cage, so they get ideas of, first of all, where the batting cage is. If during a game we talk about, hey, so-and-so may be called upon a pinch hitter, he's up in the cage. They get an idea, David, of the flavor of the stadium. And then in the dugout, they can be in the dugout, they can go around the different areas in the field itself, and then with the program and the table set up really in the infield dirt. And it was a lovely evening and raised for a good cause because it's awareness. You know, the reason youth programs are successful is because we take time to make them available. And, you know, as a kid growing up here in Southern California, it's a chance for me now to be actively involved to make sure that the next generations have those same programs, because at some point in time, somebody had to stop, pay attention, and be able to fund those programs in order to really utilize them.
And I hope you reinforce what you've told me many times. Don't have your child play just one sport. You didn't. You played multiple sports.
Well, I think it, I'm not a physician. I don't understand really a lot of the training aspects, but I tell you from a personal standpoint, and I've always been of this very firm belief, is that the more sports, if they're interested in playing the sports, you know, don't force them to play. If they're interested in doing it, I think it helps you from a motor skill standpoint, from overall teamwork standpoint, to play as many sports as you can that do interest you, and you like to really work at it and to improve upon it. To me, I think it's beneficial.
Rick, I haven't had a chance to ask you about in this space, is Mike Trout. He's in town here at Dodger Stadium for two games, and I'm curious, when you've seen so many great players and interacted with so many great players, where is Mike Trout as far as that list goes?
He's up there because it's still a work in progress. It's a good work in progress, but the difficulty that we have in and around sports or entertainment or really anything, when we draw analogies of people, we try and say, well, he could be the next so-and-so, whether it be on stage, whether it be in movies, whether it be in baseball, football, you choose it. It's really unfair to two people. It's unfair to the person you're comparing them to, because that's on really a completion of a career or a lot of credits. Mike Trout's still a work in progress. He has already shown that he's, if not the best player right now in baseball, he's in the upper echelon. You look at what Cody Bellinger has done this year, you would put that, I think they're kind of going side by side on that aspect of it. Mike Trout's had a wonderful, wonderful beginning of a career, and we can only anticipate what it may be. Hopefully he takes 2 days off and doesn't do anything here in L.A., but he's one of those guys, as Dave Roberts was talking about earlier, he's one of those players, and it applies to the good ones. He always seems to come up in situations where he can burn you, and a lot of clubs I know look up to a lot of different Dodger players this year and say, oh, my goodness, he's up again?
Yeah, exactly. How about in your mind's eye watching him play center field? You played that position. He plays it at a Gold Glove caliber position, too.
He plays it easily. And by easily, it looks effortless. It's not that way. And he's charging and getting a lot of jumps. I think he reads the ball very well. That's something that you cannot put down. You can look at, well, how much ground did a fielder cover from the instant the ball was hit? You can look at the stats on that. Well, you cannot see in black and white in print is it how a player reads the ball off the bat. I think it also applies with hitting too, because one thing that all of these guys share in common, if you're a hitter, you have excellent eyesight. I mean, not only the eyesight, but depth perception. I don't know how you can really categorize it, but they all see the ball very, very well. They have good eyesight, and I think the good depth of perception is probably over and above what is normal for the age groups of these players.
Rick Monday, David Vasse here at Dodger Stadium, getting set for the first of two games against the Angels. There's been so much talk about changes to the game, Rick, mm-hmm. changes to the baseball. This is not the first time there's been some toying with the baseball itself.
No, and you and I have had a conversation just between us talking about baseball over the years. Everybody looks at Charlie Finley. Is it the innovator coming out with the orange baseball, the different color baseball a number of years ago? But actually, Charlie stole it from somebody else because it was on this date, 1939, that they used a yellow baseball. It was dyed baseball. That was the Cardinals and the Dodgers.
Wow.
It was played at Sportsman Park in St. Louis, but it was kind of an experiment to see if the color of the baseball was going to be designed to make it easier to see the baseball for not only the players but also the fans. It started in Brooklyn, actually, the week before. It was tested once more in the month of September in a game that was played at Wrigley Field. So we think back and say, well, the baseball, is it more lively now, what have you? Remember, it's been a couple of different colors. Yellow on this date, 1939, three different times during the season. And then Charlie Finley introduced, goes, hey, I think it's a good idea to have a different color baseball. They tried it in orange baseball for a while. That did not last very long.
Hey, I don't know about what's inside the baseball, but good thing it's white today.
There's a whole lot of giddy up in that baseball nowadays, I'll guarantee you that much.
Yeah, for sure. Rick, we'll check back in with you and Charlie a little bit later.
David, I cannot wait.
Yeah, me either. Tim, we'll send it back to you.